Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever part of the planet you are on. Maybe you're even in outer space, but wherever you are, welcome. This is the How Legends Are Made radio show. I'm Dan Blackburn, and I'm a dad, a coach, an author, and founder of the Pillars of Greatness. 17 years ago, I hit rock bottom, lost everything, had it going on, but I lost it all in one fell swoop. In that moment, I made a choice. I vowed to never, ever be back in that place again. I vowed to build a legendary life. Since then, I've been teaching thousands how to do the same. Go to my website, danblackburn.com. Lots of cool, powerful, amazing things there. Go check it out and enjoy. Today, I'm talking about bad moments. Yes, bad moments. Do you know bad moments can actually be good? Yes, 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 they can. Hey, let me ask you, when you get frustrated, or maybe you have something that throws you off your game or distracts you or derails you, do you allow it to affect your entire day? Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. It still happens to me. But you know, you can do it differently. What I've learned over 17 years is there's a way to do it differently. There's a way to stay focused on what you want, deal with the issue, and then move on. Today, I was on my way to the training center, and I had a small car accident. But interesting, I was making a left-hand turn. A car was driving beside me, north, heading past me, and his mirror on the outside of his vehicle hit the mirror on the outside of my vehicle. And I heard a large bang, and I looked over quickly, and I saw my mirror had been twisted. And then, to my surprise, to my absolute surprise, I looked up, and the vehicle that hit me continued to speed away. Now, initially, I thought, well, maybe the driver in that vehicle wasn't aware that we had hit, and maybe he wasn't aware or didn't hear the loud bang. You can imagine two vehicles clashing mirrors at, you know, 50, 60, 70 kilometers an hour, that's whatever that is in miles an hour for people who are not metric-minded. But it was fast. It was a loud bang. And then I realized he did notice, because as he was driving away, I saw him reach out of his window and adjust his mirror, like pull it back. And then I realized that he was fleeing the scene. So right away, I reacted. I made sure I safely got back onto the roadway and followed behind him. And then I noticed that he was speeding away. He was dodging in and out of traffic. Now, at that point, my adrenaline was up a little bit. But I also recognized I was either going to catch up with him or I wasn't. So as fate would have it, in my favor, the next traffic light turns red. He stops. I pull up behind him, get out of the car, and ask him to step out of his vehicle and have the conversation about what had just happened. He said that he wasn't aware we hit, but at that point, I was satisfied that I'd stopped him. I got his, collected his information, his driver's license. But interestingly, he only had a driver's license. Where we are in Ontario, Canada, you drive a vehicle, you need insurance, and you also need an owner, proof of ownership for that vehicle. And he didn't have those two pieces. He had his driver's license and the license plate on the back of his vehicle. I took pictures of both of those. And then I proceeded to call the local police. I wasn't sure what I should do. And as I was on the phone with the police, he sped off. He left the scene. And in that moment, I thought, well, I mean, I'm not about to chase him up the road, so I'll let him go and do his thing, and I'll do my thing. But in that moment, I on the phone with the police, they tell me to wait, pull over, and that, you know, they would dispatch an officer, which I waited for about a half an hour. Someone arrived, and we went through it. But it was amazing. As that was going on, I was frustrated. Initially, I was scared, and you know, you have a car's bang, and I wasn't sure. There wasn't much damage. But then as I sat there, I realized that in the past, I would allow my frustration, my anger, to filter into other things. I don't know if that ever happens to you, but as I was sitting there waiting for the police to arrive, this other vehicle had left, and I could have had all the stories about, you know, now I was going to have to pay for the repairs myself, and I was, you know, going to be destitute in this spot and that, you know, I just whatever the stories would be. But I realized in that moment that that incident that happened at 9:33 had no bearing on the rest of my day. It had no bearing on the next moment in my day. So as I sat there, I began to relax because I began telling myself that that moment is just merely one moment in my day, which my intention is to have many moments, powerful moments. And that one moment was nothing more than a situation that needed to be dealt with. It wasn't going the way I wanted it to. It wasn't going the way I thought that maybe it could have. And yet, it didn't matter. It was all good. So as I watched this guy speed away, I thought to myself, isn't that interesting that he's running from a situation, I'm sitting, I'm dealing with it. So that in of itself made me feel great. I thought, well, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm going to follow the steps. I'm going to do it the best way that I can, and I'm going to face it head on. So in that moment, I asked myself one question. I said, what do I want? And then I started thinking about business. I started thinking about my personal relationships. You know, what happens when you are frustrated with somebody or something? Do you allow that to spill into other areas of your life? Do you carry that frustration with you? Do you bring the energy, the emotion from that moment, from that person, from that episode into other areas of your life? I used to do that. So in that moment, I said, what do I want? I want to be legendary. I want to live an inspired life that allows me to deal with situations as they come up. So I want to live a legendary life. I want to be inspired so I can deal with situations as they come up and not allow them to throw me off, because there's going to be stuff. Some people label it good or bad. I try not to do that. It's just stuff. It's just a moment in time. Something happens. I react to it. I deal with it. I look face on with it. And I go on with my day. So that was the answer to my question. I said, what do I want in this moment? I refocused and I got all of my attention poured into the next great thing I was about to do. So the longer I waited, the more time that passed, I was now late for appointments, but it was out of my control. There was nothing that I could have done differently. Maybe not taking that roadway, but there's nothing I could have done differently given the circumstance. So I dealt with it head on, and it gave me the strength, the clarity in that moment to push past. So how many times has it happened to you where you deal in a business situation, you feel frustrated because maybe things didn't go the way you wanted them to, and then what do you do? If you carry that energy into the next business call, into the next business opportunity, well, all you're doing now is soiling that next situation with the frustration, the anger, the emotion that you had in the previous one, which in most cases, if I don't bring all of me to everything I do, then I'm not going to get the results that I want. So let me say that again. If I don't bring everything that I can to the next situation, that I'm not going to get what I want. So as long as I carry the disdain or the frustration or the angst of a previous situation into the next situation, I'm going to continue to get poor results. If anybody can attest to this, or this resonates with everybody, you know, put your hand up and say aye. So if you're in a situation where you feel frustrated, you're telling yourself that things didn't go the way you wanted them to, do you carry that forward? Do you carry the energy, the animosity, the frustration, the angst into the next situation, or do you just let it go? So as I sat there waiting, finally the police arrive. The police were 15, 20 seconds. He said, look, there's not a lot we can do. We have the report. We have the information you gave us about the other driver. We will deal with that. And he sent me to what we call a collision reporting center here in Ontario. And at some point in the next 24 hours, I'm going to head down there, going to file a report and leave it at that and see what happens. The incident and the time that it'll take me to go to this accident reporting said they are not things that I wanted to do today. They are not ways I'd planned to spend my day. And yet, they're there. They're opportunities. They're moments. They're things that I need to do. So I need to throw all of myself into that. So I push past the challenges and the troubles. And if this happens to you in business, give it some thought. How are you when you get rejected, when things don't go the way you want them to, when there's a setback? Do you allow that to affect and infect your next opportunity? Do you carry the energy to the next event? Or are you able to distinguish the difference between the two? You see, what I've learned is, like, legendary people bring all of what they have and they let it go. They bring all of what they have, they let it go. So they know that at the end of the day, however it pans out, however it works out, whatever the final results are, they know they brought it all to the table. But here's the thing. If you are carrying the energy, the frustration, the animosity of the last situation that you just left, it's not possible that you're bringing all of you to your next opportunity. Even though you say you might, it's not possible. So if you're not getting the results you want, or you fall short from time to time, look at this honestly. Do you carry frustration, animosity to an opportunity that really doesn't belong to that opportunity? Legendary people do something that blows me away. It's called self-talk. You do it too. I do it. We all have self-talk. Legendary people have learned the difference between positive and negative self-talk. And positive self-talk is them ramping themselves up. Them ramping themselves up. Saying things like, I can do this. What just happened to me does not dictate the outcome of the next situation. All of the things that I do today in this moment right now, I pour everything into it. If it doesn't go the way I want it to, I learn from it, I move on. But I don't dare allow this situation to affect and infect the next situation. If you're able to do that, if you can deal with today's situation, put it behind you, move to the next, then you're ahead of the pack. Because most people get caught up on this stuff. They get snagged. They see a bad situation or a bad moment and they allow it to define them. They look at a bad situation. They see a bad situation. They feel themselves in it and they allow that to define them. Here's something that's critical. Be inspiration and less emotion. Let me say that again. Be inspiration and less emotion. It's simple. You know, your past doesn't determine your future. We've talked about that over and over. Well, this also applies to things that have happened a few seconds ago. Your past, yes, it is the 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years in your past. It's also the thing that has just happened to you. The moment that you started listening to this podcast is also the past. You will not get that time back. So don't let your past determine your future. Don't let your past determine your future. Right now, this moment now, how do you self-talk? Positive or negative? Things that are building you up or something that's tearing you down? Are you carrying the animosity, the frustration, the angst from the last situation to the next? Because if you do, you'll continue to produce results below what you're capable of achieving. You'll continue to produce results. Continue to produce the same results that you've had in the past, but those aren't the results you're capable of. Let go of that stuff. Positive self-talk. Focus on the stuff that you have that's great, that's wonderful, that's powerful, that's marvelous. Focus on that. That will give you the inspiration. That will move the emotion out of the way. It will fill you with inspiration, get you inspired, get you focused. You're determined. You have something to give to this world. You have something to share with the world. Share it. Give it. Continue to give it. Regardless of what's happening around you, bad things, bad moments, situations will continue to happen. And as long as you see them as things that infect you, then you'll continue to allow those moments to define who you are, what you do, and how you do it. Make the change. Make the change. It's simple. Focus on the next great thing. Be inspired. Positive self-talk. Positive self-talk. Tell yourself that you can do this. You are the master of your universe. You are legendary. Go to danblackburn.com. for other cool stuff and ways to implement how you live a legendary life. I will chat with you at the next podcast of how legends are made. And remember to dream, plan, and execute yourself to a legendary life. This is Dan Blackburn for the How Legends Are Made radio show. I'll talk real soon. Bye for now.